promotion.
Deb.
I'll give it to you. I thought I would, yeah.
Okay, do you want to do that right up front?
No, I'll still later on.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Okay, I don't mind. Hello, let's begin, folks. I'm sorry, folks, can Ray sit? What happened to David and George?
George is here.
George is here. David Jabari's here. Okay, let's begin. We were in Article 5, and we are on the top of page 9. Election of directors. Let's try and get through this fast.
Can I?
Yeah.
Harrison.
Carol. Election of directors.
One inconsistency that we've just created is we've provided for the election of one affiliate director, but we've allowed up to 3 at-large seats. I wonder if we want to include the additional language that was in the KPFA proposal for nomination of other at-large directors.
Yes, absolutely.
And that says that any 2 local boards together can nominate someone to be an at-large member of the board that can't be a local station board member.
Right. I think that's good, because that way, if there are legal issues about that, then the affiliate issue can be dealt with as an at-large.
Yeah. You were seconding it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let me restate it.
The language is, I just gave it to you. Would you give me my thing back? Thanks. Under nomination of at-large directors, any 2 local station boards by majority vote may nominate any eligible listener sponsor member of the foundation who is not then serving on a station board to the office of director.
Okay, everybody understand what it is?
No.
Okay.
Station board?
No, it's a nomination, not an election.
It's a nomination. That the principle is, if I understand it correctly, right, that we agree that there can be some at-large seats.
3.
Up to no more than 3, right? That let's say one of those is filled by an affiliate or 2 by an affiliate representatives, right? Then we have 1 more or 2 more, right? The way those can be filled is that 2 labs, station boards, can nominate a person who is a member who is not already on a local board and meets the eligibility requirements. Those nominations come to the board, and the board elects.
Up or down.
Up
we
or down.
Don't have to elect them if we don't
right,
like them.
Right, right. The board votes on whether or not to seat them.
But if KPFA station board has an idea that somebody would make a great at-large board member, they can go to the BAI lab and say, you know, we'd really like to nominate this person. What do you think of them? And if they think so, too, you've got 2 labs agreeing to nominate someone. And they agree by majority vote. That's the concept.
Okay.
And that individual will be a full-fledged
member of the board.
So there are things that happen. You identify holes in your board. You may end up with a board with nobody on it who can read a financial statement. That's a problem.
That's the kind of board I want to be on. Yeah, come up real quick. Come up to the mic real quick.
So the KPFA board told the WBI board said we have this candidate that we would like you to endorse as a large candidate.
Right.
Nominee.
Right, nominee.
Nominee.
Right.
So if our board decides, so we say yes, so that person could be
nominated to the national board, and then the national board decides yes or no to seat them.
And that person will be from?
It'd be at large.
It could be anybody. It could be somebody who lives in Florida or in Kathmandu, so long as they're a member of the foundation and not sitting on a local board. But they would be eligible.
No.
They could have at some point.
They're not currently sitting on a local board.
Right. Okay. Okay, it's clear.
One clarification. Yes. I mean, are factors such as recall, I mean, how does that work for that social individual?
What?
I would recall.
Recall
work.
Or other.
The board can remove at-large directors. That's why we've limited it to three. They're not going to be out of 20 members of the board, a very significant faction.
Well, out of 23 members.
Out of 23 members total. If we, you're not obligated to fill at-large seats, by the way. It's a may. It's a permissive.
Do the labs or listeners have any thing to do with recall of this person?
No.
Now that.
All right. Here's the legal structure here, guys.
Oh, shush.
Here's the legal structure here. Anybody who elected somebody can remove them. So, if you've been the listeners elect the local boards, they can remove them from the local board, and they're removed from their offices on the national board. That we already adopted a bylaw. If the national board elects someone, they're the body that can remove them legally under the law. We could make it possible and could put it in here under the recall provisions we're going to get to that any at-large director could be removed by a vote of the full membership of the whole foundation. We could do that. But we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, or we could put in a provision, that any at-large director could be removed by a majority vote of the members of the local station boards.
We could
do
that too.
The local station boards that would be nominating them.
Yeah, actually, that would be another way to do it. You could say that by majority vote of 3 out of 5 labs, an at-large
just
director.
Just as long as the board of directors is the only person, right. Only entity
yeah.
It has.
Right. All right.
And in the case of the affiliates, that recall could be done by the affiliates themselves, I'm assuming. Besides,
yes.
No, because they're nominating parties, not electing parties. So we could put under, when we get to the recall provisions, we could make it that any at-large director, which includes the affiliate directors, could be removed, recalled by 3/5 of the labs.
Right. Okay. Jabari.
I need to be clear on the distinction because I think there is some authority distinctions that need to be made because legally powers reside with members, right?
Certain powers.
Not exactly. Legally, members can elect some directors, but not all directors.
Well,
you can make your bylaws that way.
This is my point. This section talks about local station boards as entities nominating people. But actually, local station boards have no authority and power to nominate people. It's members that have the authority and power to nominate people.
That's not true, Jabari, because we've made the local station board members delegates under the law, delegates of the members.
I don't think you're catching my point.
Yeah, I am. They have the rights of members that we give them in the bylaws.
No, I don't think you're catching my point. You talk about... In other words, what I'm trying to say is if the total vote you're saying that station boards as an entity are actually nominating instead of the accumulative vote of members who happen to be in station boards, and that's a distinction. In other words, because the board members are the ones that have the power. And they sit on station boards. The station boards don't have the power to nominate. It is the members of the station boards that have the power to nominate. And so this is a legal distinction that you're confusing because people nominate people. The station boards don't do it as a station board because you sit on the station board as a delegate.
Okay, so what's the implication?
So the implication is this, that you can't, I don't think it's legally valid to say that the station boards, 2 out of 3 station boards, you have to, in my mind, you have to create some formula where the cumulative vote of the members who sit on the station board.
That's what she said, a majority of 2 out of 3 of the
No. Not station board. You can have one station that has all their members saying we want this person, and then you can have close voting at different station boards, but the accumulative would be that you might have, like with electoral voting, you could have the total popular vote go one way, but if you break it down by station boards, you have a different result.
Okay, I see what you mean. For example, if you have two station boards that each have 20 people on them,
okay.
Right, so the total vote would be 40,
right?
So to win, you'd have to have 21 votes. Let's just say it's a simple majority. So one station could vote 10, and the other station could vote 31.
Let's
right.
have a question.
And the person would get
Are you saying that it's 11. Invalid to say that saying two entities, the two station boards, don't have any real rights to remove anyone?
No,
is that what
I disagree.
No, I'm talking to Jabari.
He's wrong, though. He hasn't read the California Corporations Code, and I have. So,
okay,
the board,
but what's the difference between that and us saying that 3 out of 5 of the local
board? Can I just interject for 1 second? I think we're getting caught. This is one of those details I think we're getting caught up in here. The principle that at-large seats can be filled or would be filled by a process whereby votes would be taken in at least 2 of the station boards and that we would need a majority from those votes to be nominated onto the national board. The national board then elects them yes or no, votes on them yes or no. Now, we also want, I think there's agreement here, so a recall mechanism or a removal mechanism, both from the national board but also that involves the station board.
Here goes my principle. These are people that are going to go from to the national board.
Right.
So these people have national authority.
Right.
So what I'm suggesting that would be more philosophically aligned is that we would have popular voting for people who are being nominated to the national board across the LSBs, because it's not even though they can come from any local area, they really should be dealt with from a national perspective.
Okay, so you're suggesting that if they're going to be at-large seats, the names might be generated at a local board, but that it has to be voted on by the members in all 5 single areas. All the members of the foundation would vote.
No, I think you said all the members of the local station boards would vote. Is that correct?
Yeah, who sit on the station board.
Now, do you mean the members of the boards or the members of the foundation?
You said the members of the station boards. Is that right, what you meant?
Whoever has the authority to vote for people who can go to the national board.
Okay, so the members of the local station boards, the delegate.
That's
delegates
an alternate on. Proposal.
That all 5, okay, instead of just the 2 that.
In other words,
okay, we got it. Not the the popular vote was what confused me. I thought you meant all the votes. Yeah, Rob.
Just a question for Jabari. Jabari, do you think that it's likely that any at-large member would receive the votes of all 5 local station boards?
It would only have to receive a majority.
A majority. That's just what I'm saying. Do you think it's likely that any candidate would be able to get a majority of votes from all 5 local station boards?
Some people would.
Yeah.
Why not?
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mary, you have on this. Let's just take Mary and then.
I would just suggest regarding recall, if we take what Carol just read, that is it possible that the 2 local boards who nominated the at-large person could remove that person? I would rather have removal easier, the standard lower for at-large seats because they haven't been elected by anyone and therefore should be more easily recalled. I would not like to see the whole board have to do that. And my other question is, I want to just confirm the at-large seats are voting seats. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can I clarify?
Yes. Yeah.
The proposal, there's a proposal on the table, which is that any 2 labs, local station boards, by the members of any 2 local station boards, by majority vote of those 2 local boards, can nominate somebody to fill in an at-large seat. And that any at-large director could be recalled by majority vote of two of the local boards or by majority vote of three of the local boards. There's another proposal that in order to nominate someone to an at-large seat, they would have to receive the nomination of a majority of all five local boards. Those are the things that have been put out there. I don't think that getting a majority vote of all five local station boards to be nominated and then vetted by the national board should be a requirement. I think it's too high a bar, and two local boards should be sufficient, I think, to recommend somebody for a seat on this board. Nobody was listening, so I wasted my breath.
No, people listening. Some people listening. Hands went up.
David?
Three to nominate. Majority vote of three.
And three to recall.
Oh, my God, folks. I don't know. This is painful.
And you thought it was going to be simple.
David?
Yeah, it's painful. It's also an enormous hurdle. And I think that, you know, look, we're an interim board. I agree with Jabari. We should not punt on the third down. We should take care of biz. But we should also recognize, I personally am not persuaded of the need of at-large directors beyond affiliate directors at this stage. I dare say the board, when elected, when accountable, when having somehow gotten through the extraordinary process we've created already, might then develop a process, again, to create an opening for at-large seats. I say that's something for the next board to do. I insist that we need affiliate representatives. That is an at-large seat. I think that one affiliate representative at this stage starts it. I think that the board should be trusted to have the responsibility. The newly elected board should be trusted to have the responsibility to do so properly. And then to consider what further modifications should be made.
Okay. Can I speak on this? I understand what you're saying, David, but I think that the other side of that is that we don't want to hamstring this new board. Right from the get-go, the board, the processes all go through. You get the 20 people sitting in the room. You look around and you say, oh, my God, there's nobody on this board who has X skill that would be so vital to this thing. You don't want that board to not be able to add a person who could contribute something that the collective wisdom of these people who've been through that process feel they need in order to make their work better. I just don't want to box them, de facto make it impossible for them to add a person that they think is going to make the work that they're doing and therefore the functioning of the whole foundation run a little more smoothly and a little more effectively and efficiently. So that's why I think it doesn't have to be filled. You don't have to add people. But why make it impossible to do that during this period when it might be a necessary thing? It
should be a relatively simple process. Relatively.
Right. So, but the first step of that process is agreeing that you can't have that large members. Yeah. Carol.
The other reason is that 20 members are going to come from five stations, and they may be somewhat parochial. They may think that KPFA is better than any other station, and they may not be really open to understanding the problems around the network. I think up to three at-large directors could help us to bridge that and to communicate as a board with a national perspective. And I agree, you don't have to fill the seats, but why make it impossible to do?
Okay. So where are we? I'm sorry. Election of directors.
So anyway, we should vote on this nominations procedure, which is, the language is that, whatever I said before, except change it from any two local boards to any three. Local boards, by majority vote, can nominate someone for the position of at-large director.
Okay.
The cap is three. You can't have more than 23 members on this board.
Okay, we'll come up to that in Section 7, removal of directors. All right, three steps down, removal of directors, by board of directors, by local staff.
some more dynamics. No. Okay?
All right. You want me to read it again, George?
What page?
You don't have it.
It's not, no.
You don't have it.
It's in the grid. If you want to look in the grid.
Well, I'm changing it as I read it.
Okay, let her just
please
read
let me state the thing. Right. So, as by principle, any two local station votes by majority vote of each board may nominate any eligible listener sponsor member of the foundation who is not then currently serving as a delegate on a local station board to the office of director.
To the office of director. Three. Okay. We got two boards. Is that what
you're doing? Three.
Three boards.
Any three local boards voting by majority vote.
Okay. All in favor.
But then it's vote. Then they're.
Then they're on the board.
No,
they're nominated.
I'm sorry. Then they're sent to the board. No. The board then votes.
The
yes.
board votes.
This is the nominating step.
I hear you. I recognize that. I'm asking you. Then this board votes upon that. Those at large.
Yeah, we would receive nominations.
We're voting on the nomination.
You have to have the majority.
Then we can vote on the... Sorry, George, go ahead.
Thank you so much. A majority of each board...
To nominate.
Yeah. Three boards.
Yeah.
We didn't get
we
to
are
that
not
yet.
There
We're
yet.
We're doing the nomination now. All in favor. Please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, it's everybody. Nine. Okay, now, on the election. Right, now these names have been brought to the national board. Right, now we have to actually vote on them. Is it by a simple majority? Is it, you know, what's the proposal on that?
We should first deal with the election of the national board members from the station boards, going in order.
Let's just finish that up.
All right.
Okay, finishing up on the at-large, right, on the election. We have nominations before us, or they have nominations before them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think we need to put into the bylaws what the method of
All right.
The election is.
At-large directors. The board of directors, that's this body, in its discretion, may elect up to three directors nominated either by a Pacifica affiliate or by three local station boards by two-thirds of a majority vote of the board of directors present in voting, provided that notice of the nomination and the vote is served on all directors with notice of the meeting at least 30 days in advance.
Okay. Everybody clear?
Why are you acquiring a supermajority?
Because it's controversial to put somebody who's at large on the board. So getting a broad agreement around the directors from all five stations seems like a good vote of confidence to have an at-large director.
Okay,
sorry. Just to make clear, if that's the 20... The non at large directors are the only ones that can vote, and that even if you have at large directors, they can't vote for other at large directors.
Actually, that's not clear. That's in this proposal. It says the board of directors. So, for instance, if we had at that point two at large directors, they're not restricted.
But that's why.
So you're raising the issue of whether we should not permit at large directors to vote on another at large. That's
right.
An issue.
I would say just have the regularly elected
the non-at-large.
Yes.
I'd accept that as a friendly amendment.
Then it's clear.
Okay, Rob.
Well, they are members. The anyone that's an at-large director must first, by definition, be a member of the foundation.
Here's what I'm trying to prevent. Suppose there are three these three seats. And suppose there are three nominations that come up at the same time. They want to put, you know, now do you block vote them in or do you say, okay, we're going to vote on one, and then when that person gets on, does that person get the right to vote on the next two? So I get you.
And I'm quite willing to say that only station board elected directors can vote for the election of an at-large. I don't really want to fight the small stuff. I accept that.
Okay. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Okay. Only the non-at-large members of the board of directors will take the nominations, and there will be a vote to seat them or not seat them. The nominations for at-large members. It will require 2/3 of those non-at-large members of the board to seat them. To, you know, elect, accept, elect them. And then give them a seat. Mm-hmm. Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. Okay, it's everybody in the room. Eight. Carried. Unanimous. Yeah.
And then removal?
We're not up to that yet.
We're at election at the station board level.
Right.
No, but should we finish this discussion? Overall?
No. We're going now to the election of the station board members. So
that's not logically consistent.
That's fine. We're going to go now to the election. First, we want to get everybody onto the board. That my goal is to get everybody onto the board before we discuss how we're getting them off the board. That's, so there is a logic to it. It may not be your logic, but it's my logic. So now we have 5 station boards, local station boards.
We're
Article 5,
page 9,
section 4.
Top of page 9. We're still on top of page 9, election of directors. Section 4 in Article 3. We have 5 station boards. Each station board needs to send 4 people to the national board. So that's what we're discussing is how that's going to happen.
There's a proposal. There's draft language from KPFA. It says each local station board shall elect from among its then current station board delegates by majority vote of the delegates present and voting 4 directors to represent that station on the foundation board of directors, 3 of whom shall be listener sponsor members and 1 of whom shall be a staff member. These elections shall take place in January each year and be staggered so that 1 director is elected by each local station. We've got to work out the staggering because this was worked on sending 3. These elections shall take place in January each year and be staggered so that no more than 2 directors are elected each year by each board.
Okay, any questions, comments? Okay, all in favor? Raise your hand.
Can we
I just asked. You have questions or comments? Or
I was mumbling.
Ray,
I didn't hear
you. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm just not too clear. I was kind of catching up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Carol, can you read it again? Sorry about that.
All right. Each local station board shall elect from among its then current local station board delegates by majority vote of the delegates present and voting directors to represent that station on the foundation board of directors, 3 of whom shall be listener sponsor members and 1 of whom shall be a staff member. These elections shall take place in January of each year and shall be staggered so that no more than 2 directors are elected by each station board each year.
Carl, I'm sure that there's a footnote there. I trust that refers to the fact that initially the first year they have to fully be elected.
There's a footnote somewhere that says in the first implementation we're going to elect them so that they'll be staggered thereafter.
Okay, can we not worry about the month?
All right, we've got a problem because this was contemplating that the annual board meetings would be in September, February, and June. We just changed it to March, I think.
No, I thought it was March, June, and September was what you had said last night. But yeah. Last time we changed it to January. Last time we changed it to January, May, and September.
Right, so these elections don't have to take place in January. The local boards are elected by January normally. They should have 2 months to get their act together, so they need to be elected so that they can be seated at the May meeting. Because it's important that directors be on the board in time to be evaluating and looking at the budget so that they can approve it in September.
Okay, so any other questions? Okay, all in favor? Raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All opposed? Abstentions? Just 1 abstention. Okay. 6.
Two abstentions.
Two abstentions. Okay. Next, diversity goals. That is for the national board. And the recommendation is, in order to fulfill the foundation's purposes and principles as set forth in Article 1, Sections 2 and 3, the directors of the foundation shall include at least 50% people of color and at least 50% women. Can we call question?
I second the motion.
George, what?
Back to my old.
I'm sorry. Does this include the at-large?
Yes.
What, George?
Well, once again,
it says what? I'm sorry, George was supposed to be speaking.
I'm getting
there. Yeah. A little louder, George.
Sorry. I mean, unless you have people who are filling both categories, black, African-American, female, or Latino, or whatever.
Forget the Latino.
Then, you know.
Yeah. I'm joking.
Then, sorry. I mean, no, it seems to me.
Okay, I'm sorry, folks. Sorry, let George speak, please. George, go ahead.
It seems to me this is a racist thing here.
Okay.
I mean, I just, it seems
right,
to me.
Right, George just disagrees with this.
I mean, I'm as strong for diversity goals as anybody else, but the way I'm looking at that, you know, you're really selectively targeting one group.
Okay.
White men.
Okay, Jabari was next.
We'll do it before extension.
Jabari was next, and Janice.
I think you basically have to strike this section because it's impossible to implement, because you would have to have ex post facto elections to make sure that any diversity goals were actually met, since each station board is individually electing members to the national board. How can you ever predetermine whether those candidates would meet a certain delegate distribution? You would have to have ex post facto voting. Or you would either have to say, well, no, you all can only elect these types of people because we don't have enough people to meet these diversity goals, so you can only have ex post facto voting. So you got to strike this thing because it's impossible to implement. Because
okay.
How can you tell
okay.
where...
Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Ex post facto ipso, I'd like to raise the bar higher to 60-40.
60% people of color... And 60% women.
And I'm serious.
I'm Janice. 60% people of color and 60% women.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Who was next, David?
Well, I disagree vehemently with Janice on that. I think it should be 2/3 minority, but 50% women. I would love to see the day. I would love to see the day when there are no people like me looking like me on this board. I'm sure y'all appreciate that too.
Yeah.
hey,
No.
I resemble that remark. Seriously, I do think that when you consider that the demographics of our society, and the word minority is such a piece of crap, I'm sorry, but something else that's a piece of crap is a bizarre dynamic, and the really, and I hate to even use this phrase, but I will because I need to point out what I think is an offensive phrase.
Let's get to it.
And that is twofer. The notion that a woman of color satisfies both requirements does end up, as Jane has pointed out in the past, militating against true diversity on the board because it's like, oh, okay, well, we can get 2-for-1 on this one, you know? And that creates a dynamic where you may have, or where you generally have in boards that have these sort of requirements, no question, but you're at least going to have as many white guys on a board as the statistics require, but rarely achieving the other side of the spectrum. So I think we need to aim higher.
Carol?
We can solve the ex post facto problem by mandating that the local station boards shall elect at least 50% men right. or women and people of color.
Right.
And I suggest doing that. And I just think it solves the problem. is it, and I want to oppose raising the bar above 50%. I want to keep it at 50%. Doesn't limit us from going higher. But I want to oppose doing that, and the reason I want to do it is I don't see anything wrong with white men. I like a lot of them. And I would be... I've married four of them.
You buried three of them. Four of them?
Still married to one of them.
You said you buried four.
No, I would be seriously distressed if there were no one who looks like Dave on this board. I don't think it's a joke.
Without the beard, though.
I'm saying this in good humor, but I really don't think it's a joke. I think part of what we need to do here is to bridge our gaps, bridge our differences, learn how to work together to hear many voices, and make a point and counterpoint in a musical arrangement out of all of these different voices together. I think 50% minimums are appropriate, and going above that starts swinging the pendulum in the wrong direction, communicating something we don't really want to do, which is to discriminate against anyone.
One quick comment. I think that what you're saying is true if the world really were like that. Right. And I know people have said it so much till it's like a cliche, but it's the truth. There's no level playing field, and things really don't exist the way they should, so that what your dream could be, you know, could become a reality and really work, because the world isn't that way now.
But the Pacifica world may be. I mean, most of the people who believe in Pacifica...
I have found out just how racist this Pacifica world is, Carol. I really have.
Okay.
You
know, wait. Folks,
about it,
wait.
I know it won't
can we let Ray talk? Speak? Can we let Ray speak?
Well, I agree with Carol, by the way. I mean, the notion, I mean, if we need any reminder that the fight that you just undertook against people of color in a majority tells us that this is not the solution. What we need is progressive people moving forward in a specific direction, and they can be of all hues and colors. And I think that 50% is an adequate level. And as Carol said, we might achieve more through election. So be it. But I don't think we should mandate, especially at that early in the game, without seeing what the possible consequences would be. I think that we're dealing with something that's much fairer and safer.
Okay. So do we have a proposal to vote on?
Yeah, it is. In order to fulfill the foundation's purposes and principles as set forth in Article 1, the directors of the foundation... The local station boards shall elect a minimum of 50% people of color and 50% women to the national board, and the total composition of the national board shall be at least 50% people of color and women. That would cover the at-large people, too.
Right. Okay. Is there seconds on that?
I second.
Okay, second. And the question we called.
I have a question.
Okay, but what's the question?
You don't want to deal with it. Suppose a station board doesn't do that. Everything has a consequence. So what is the
consequence would be that their delegation would not be seated to the national board. I think that would be the logic. You have to say thank you very much. Go back and do it again. That would be the consequences. All right. The question has been called. Okay, you're all in favor. Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And all opposed. 1, 2, 3.
Hold on. I didn't have my hand up. I was four.
You're four.
I'm sorry. I raised my hand accidentally.
No, did you say yes?
I'm four.
Yeah, you voted in favor.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
I got you.
No, it was four. You voted in favor.
Three.
Can you restate it, please?
Oh, Lordy, this group is rough.
No, the vote was taken. We're moving on.
Okay, go ahead.
Just repeat it so we know.
You know, I'm making it up as I go along, and Debbie is typing it. What does it say?
Debbie, thank you.
I have stated here, in order to fulfill the foundation's purposes and principles as set forth in Article 1, Section 2 and 3, each local station board shall elect directors of the foundation, which shall include at least 50% people of color and at least 50% women.
And the composition of the entire national board shall be at least 50% women and 50% people of color.
Okay.
And two-firsts are included.
Right. No, we're not speaking to two-firsts. It's not in the proposal. I'm sorry, it's not in the proposal. That's what we voted on. The next section, Section 6, seating of directors. What this is about is when they will be seated. We've just discussed how they will be voted on. And I think the proposal was to seat them at the annual meeting.
Yeah, and the annual meeting, because we decided to meet three times a year in September, March. When did we decide?
We said January, May, and September.
January, May, and September. I think they need to be seated in May. Because if they're seated in September, they're supposed to vote on the budget. They won't be prepared to vote on the budget. If they're seated in January, they will... The local board will not have had enough time after its election to hold an election of directors. So I think May gives the local boards time to consider and elect their directors.
Okay. Is there any opposition to this? Okay, Jabari?
They really need to be seated, I think, earlier. Because if you want people to do some serious budgetary analysis and understanding, they're going to need more than 4 months, believe me.
Again, not everybody would be seated. They're going to be staggered seating of people. So many of the people, you know, would already be there. You know,
there would be continuity.
It's only in the first year that will be a little problematic.
Election.
Right.
See, the trouble is our local boards get elected in the fall normally and would be elected by the end of December. Their first meeting is January. They might want to meet two or three times to get to know each other before they decide who they're going to elect to the national board. So that's the rationale behind the May proposal.
Okay, can we go with this? The directors would be seated at the annual meeting.
In May.
And the annual meeting is in May.
No, annual meeting is in September.
No, the proposal was that the annual meeting be in May. The September meeting would be when the budget was adopted. That doesn't have to be at the annual meeting. That could be at another meeting. The annual meeting would be the time when the seating of the
new director. The definition of annual meeting.
No, we didn't.
Annual meeting in corporate parlance is when you will seat new directors.
Okay.
All in favor?
May.
New directors would be seated at the annual meeting, which would be in May. Okay. It's unanimous. Okay, removal. Here's everyone's favorite topic. And there are three subsections of this. Removal of directors by the board itself, by local station boards, and by the membership more broadly. So, and we're referring again to the KPFA model?
I guess,
yeah.
All right. The KPFA model says, by the directors, any director shall be removed automatically for unexcused absences as set forth in article whichever it was above. We previously said that directors who missed three consecutive meetings without an excuse would be removed. So that's the only circumstance we've provided here for the local national board to remove members in this proposal. Any director shall be removed automatically for unexcused absences and set forth in article blah, blah, above.
Okay, the unexcused absence. What, can we just add, or if the chair doesn't like them?
Or at the discretion of the chair.
Or with the 38.
Okay, is there any opposition to this or any comments on this? Any director shall be removed automatically for unexcused absences
as set forth in whatever the article reference would be. Oh, no opposition? Can we vote on?
No opposition.
I'm sorry, what?
Three unexcused.
The three unexcused, the thing we discussed last night. Okay, all in favor? And that's unanimous. Okay, then part B by the local station board delegates.
Okay, any director may be removed. Any director may be removed by the delegates of the local station board that elected him or her at a regular or special meeting by 3/5 majority vote of all the delegates for that station board, provided that the grounds for such removal are submitted with notice of the meeting and provided further that the director shall have had a reasonable opportunity at the meeting to protest his or her removal. Notwithstanding the requirement that the grounds for removal need to be stated, removal need not be for cause in the legal sense.
Okay. Rob? Rob?
Do you think that the percentage should be higher?
More than 3/5?
More than 3/5?
I don't.
I don't. More
would you consider a higher threshold for that, Carol?
What do you what do you want to make
two-thirds.
A proposal?
2/3.
So it would be 2/3 of the local station boards. I come from the BAI local board, let's say. The local board decides they want me off. 3/5 or is one proposal. The other versus is 2/3 of those people sitting on that local board would have to vote to take me off. Please start voting immediately.
I think 2/3 is...
Okay, folks, here, let's just see where we are. By a show of hands, how many prefer 2/3? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And how many prefer 3/5? 1. Okay.
That was a 2/3 better vote right there.
Yeah, so 2/3. Okay.
I have a quick question. Is the three the absences, are they consecutive? Because I thought at one point they said consecutive.
Yeah,
and
yeah it's consecutive.
It's consecutive. The language will be consistent. We'll make sure the language is consistent.
I thought I had seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's that, right? Now,
yeah, but we haven't dealt with this new issue that just came up about removal of at-large, and that would need to be under the station board delegates as well. We don't have draft language, but I can make it up, which is that, what did we say, 3 out of 5?
Yes.
Any at-large director may be removed by